Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And it is Cabal month here on The Last Drop. You had some beer not that long ago. Well, you had beer every day, so I mean, that's not really that shocking, whatever and shit. But you had some tequila infused beer a little bit on Friday there, sir.
Well, it's technically it's beer infused tequila.
What did I say? I did say tequila infused beer. Yeah,
technically.
Yeah, technically.
So that was.
You want to get all smarty pants on me? Yeah, you want to get all smarty pants on me?
No, smart sure. Ass.
Hey, look here, boy. Hey, now, boy. Hey, boy. I don't know if you noticed that, but this is a sundown podcast right here. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Oh. Better check yourself now, boy. Don't do
that. Oh, shit. No.
Shit got real now.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, and it's 95 degree weather and shit. Yeah. But yeah, you had some of that, Cody.
That Lost Lore, what was Asian Bottle Logic Barrels?
Yeah, fundamental.
I forgot which specific, did they say which specific stout it was?
It was Imperial Vanilla.
Imperial Vanilla Stout?
Yeah, what? Imperial Vanilla, fundamental observation from Bottle Logic.
Fundamental observation, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you taste all bits of that, dude. That was one of the most insane tasting pours I've had, period.
Yeah.
In my life.
I've been sipping on it regularly.
Because you give it to somebody blind, you can't really tell what kind of spirit you're drinking, really. Like, no. If you would have told me this was like whiskey, I probably would have believed it. If you would have told me this is like some sort of like liqueur or even like maybe even like a rum, I maybe would believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think tequila.
No.
Like, that wouldn't be in my top five things, I think. I would not think tequila. Yeah, that Lost Sword thing is insane, dude. That's a crazy fucking pour.
Yeah,
I want to check. Regularly. I gotta check a bottle of that shit down. I do want to do a dedicated show to that motherfucker.
Yeah,
chance.
Yeah,
I think it deserves it.
I already got my because I already put my calendar out. I already got my review day for it. Whatever. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much summertime. Whatever. So
okay. Hopefully we can coordinate on that because I would love to do it like legit. In-depth review on that one.
You got
to
go visit Mira Loma then.
Yeah.
Because the only motherfucker that got a bottle.
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah. So, you got to go to Mira Loma.
Make that trick. Fuck it.
God damn, I just fucking poured some of that Cabal or whatever. That goddamn nose hit me right in the fucking face. Shit,
wait till you taste the shit, though.
God damn, like, shit.
There's something real prominent about this one that has this stand out amongst all the high proof or still strength Blancos. And I'm interested to see if you get the same thing that I do.
I wonder why they differentiate between calling still strength or a high proof.
That is a great question. I don't know.
I mean, I've noticed. I can see if it was done one time, but I noticed a bunch of companies usually either go one or the other and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's a significant reason as far as like preferring using still strength over the word high proof.
I guess it's kind of similar in the whiskey genre to cask strength versus barrel proof.
Yeah,
similar, same
uncut
thing.
Unfiltered or whatever,
right?
You know?
I think it's just marketing, maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is this sticker on the back of here or whatever. Beautiful bottle. So people, it's Cabal month here on The Last Drop. We are going with Cabal still strength here at 55% alcohol ABV level here or whatever. Actually, you know what? I have a Four Laser still strength. What's the I'm trying to differentiate some differences. Oh, here it is right here. What is that? What is that? 46% alcohol. So this is way fucking higher. This might be the highest fucking Blanco proof we might have had on here now. High proof on here because damn, 55%. I was like, I don't recall ever seeing 55% there. And this one is out of NOM 1646.
Hmm.
I can't think of any other still strength bottles we've had.
Yeah, it's hard to think of one.
Yeah, because honestly, we just called them all high proofs at this point. Whatever.
Right. Nothing jumped out of me that was deemed quote unquote still strength.
Yes.
I can think of
except for the Fortaleza. That's the only thing I can
That's the whole, about the only one, probably.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some other ones out there, whatever. But this is Cabal Month here on The Last Drop. Last week we did the Puro Potro, which we had a lot of positivity things to say about that. Next week we'll be doing the new batch of the Reposado, and then we'll be wrapping the month off with the old school Anejo, because they don't have a new school yet or whatever, which I'm sure that's probably the next project they're working on. Because as we said before, the horse heads are phasing out and these newer bottles are coming in. So they did something different with this still strength one compared to like the rest of their new ones. They used the stone that they used on the cooking of this, if you will, as the bottle cap on here. And
this did not know that. Very cool.
I found that out at the tasting I went to when they was pouring it. You know what? Damn, I did have this actually, now that I think about it. I did sip on this. I thought this was something new I have not sipped on. So it is something I sipped on already, whatever. The regular Blanco was the one I didn't sip on because they didn't have that one. The still strength, I did have this because I remember the owner giving the story of this, of the tasting I went to with the dinner and stuff. And he had like a whole presentation talking about this. And this is bottle number 361 out of or batch, if I can say. I'm not really sure, to be honest, out of 1646. 55% alcohol ABV level. I'm looking at it now. I got photos of this shit. So yeah, I did try this. All right, I did drink on this one or whatever. So it's the regular.
So you have.
It's the regular. I had this one right after Fuck You Fest. Literally the 2 weeks after.
Gotcha.
The regular Blanco or the new one is the only one I haven't had. Actually, to be honest, the old Blanco, I didn't have that one either. The Reposado, the Blanco and the Horsehead. I heard from most people that the Blancos and the Horsehead. I haven't really heard much about these because obviously these newer ones just came out, but I heard the Horsehead one wasn't really all that fantastic. So I never really seeked out to get it. Finding out that the Horseheads are getting discontinued, and maybe I'll go look for one now because, you know, they're beautiful fucking bottles, the canners and stuff. Got the Horsehead right here. Look at it. It's beautiful. It's heavy. It's one of
the most beautiful bottles on the market, if you ask me.
It's heavy as shit too, whatever, you know.
Legit.
Yeah, so we'll be talking more about that 2 weeks from now here. But I already got a pour of this, so let's go ahead and get to chit chatting about the Cabal Still Strength here.
Man, there is some ethanol on this nose. That shit will clear your sinus out. God damn.
And in this heat wave, them sinuses was acting up yesterday. God damn. It was hot as ass yesterday. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it was hot as fuck yesterday.
Hot. Random.
Day before it was hot too, but it was real hot.
Yeah, it was real. It was like dry hot yesterday. It was like, it was like molasses.
Yeah. It probably wasn't as bad as where you're at. Over here, we got a little bit of a breeze, so it wasn't probably not as bad. You say you wasn't that dry over here, but it was hot. It was hot, though.
Oh, that's funny, because I get breeze, too, because I'm on Long Beach. Yeah. So, you know, Long Beach is right there, whatever shit. I was talking about your area was hot as ass. It was hot as ass in that area, because I was in Brentwood yesterday, so.
Oh, Brentwood. Okay, you're close. You're more inner city. Okay.
Yeah, it's hot as shit out there, whatever. So my ass cheeks are sweaty. You know, I got that swamp ass. You know, he's just like, ooh. You take a little bit of that, Cody.
I will not take a little bit of that.
Yeah, Cody, you salt bay in the glass, whatever.
You keep that like,
Tastes like chocolate, you know?
Man.
Oh, man. You get that. I remember. On the tasting, he said there's like this limestone scent to it, or whatever and shit. And yeah,
definitely earthy as fuck. A lot of minerality to it.
Got that citrus,
spicy
note
black pepper.
Black pepper.
A little bit of
that cooked agave comes through too.
Yeah, well. Definitely. There's a little vegetable over there too. Is that like a jalapeno? Maybe
like a peppermint too.
Like a pepper. You see, you getting peppermint? Oh, okay.
Yeah, get that peppermint, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, like citrus. Like a little lime on there. I think that's where.
Yeah, lime. Yep. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Yeah, that bell pepper is really coming through there now. Yeah. It smells really amazing. Yeah. It
smells really fucking good. It's really very complex, and nothing's really overpowering anything else either. It's actually a really balanced nose overall.
And that ethanol kind of, I don't know.
It's kind of wearing off.
Yeah, it doesn't fade away. It just kind of slowly.
I think
yeah, eyes in the background.
Yeah, I think your nose just kind of gets used to it.
Yeah, yeah. Because when you first sniff it, it's just like fucking.
Oh, it's yeah. Like, it's like a rush.
Like, it's like Punisher Warzone. You don't know if you like. Yeah. You don't know if you like get your head pushed in. You might get your head stepped on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might get your neck slit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But now it's just kind of like all like, you know, perfectly well balanced together.
Yeah, it's all just kind of melding together.
Yeah. I guess once it like airs out a little bit, you get that ethanol scent away or whatever. Oh man. Yeah.
Fucking nose, man.
Yeah, it really is. I could sniff this all day, to be honest. Man. Yeah, this is a, if you could take the stickers off, whatever, it's actually a beautiful decanter.
Oh yeah, it's a great decanter. Actually, you know what's funny? I think the logo takes away too much from the horse.
Yeah.
The front, the label.
Yeah, I could see that.
Whereas, you know, the horse from the previous bottle is the giant fucking horse head.
Yeah, it's so a like, giant fucking horse head. You ain't got much of a fucking choice. Yeah.
I don't know. It's still a nice bottle. I don't know. I just wish they'd make the horse more prominent. I don't know.
I agree.
I want more horse.
I'm with you on that. I think that the horse maybe should have been bigger. I don't know.
Yes. Agreed.
I feel like it's like too much space.
Yeah.
Now, like, blow it up a little bit. Maybe like widening it out to like take up
or whatever. Yeah.
I also feel like maybe with that sticker design in the back, maybe you could have put that on the side.
That would be cool too. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but I'm with you on that. Like presentation wise, I'd probably give this a 3.5, somewhere in that range.
I think it has a lot of potential, room to grow. I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah. So I'd probably go 3 on that. And I, like you said, I mean, fucking giant horse head. I mean, you ain't.
Nah. It's a giant fucking horse head.
It's a giant fucking horse head. Fuck else you say about that? Either you really hate horses or you got, I mean, if you got a phobia against horses, don't get this tequila in.
No.
This will scare the shit out of your ass. Yeah. Imagine you wake up on your nightstand and you see this shit staring at you. Yeah. And shit,
shit in your bed like fucking Godfather.
Yeah. And the fucked up part about it, Cody, they got a black one too. So you really gonna be scared.
Yeah, you really gonna be fucked up.
Extra Anejo one. Yeah.
They'll tell you frightened and racist.
Yeah, that's that black stallion one right there. You know? I guess that is funny that they all come in different colors and shit. So like, you get like the different color of horses and shit. You're like, ooh. That extra nail, that's that black stallion right there.
Yeah.
Got a ride up on that. Huh? You wake up and them things looking at you, all four of them lined up. You're like, oh,
yeah. Shit. Oh, hell no.
Ooh,
poor horseman.
None of this apocalypse. We already seen how those apocalypse movies go. Whatever. We don't want no more of that.
No part of that shit.
Yeah, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. When I first saw it, I kind of hated the transition because I was just like, man. I really like those horses.
Yeah, I think it's a degradation, if you will.
Yeah.
In quality.
Like,
yeah.
These are nice because I guess like the labels got the color in them and stuff like that or whatever. But like I actually, although the horse head, like we just said, it's a giant fucking horse head.
Giant fucking horse head.
There's no information on this shit.
Look at that shit.
Well, compared to these, they got like all kinds of information on it. And stuff.
Which I do appreciate.
I do too. I think in this form, and it's going to sound kind of redundant saying this, I like the simplicity of the non-labels, if you will, or whatever. Like,
yeah, that works better with the giant fucking horse head, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
It got, like, the obviously the warning label on the back. But that's about
less is more when it comes to that footprint. Yeah.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Like, whereas in this one, I feel like more needs to be added.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I look at that, I don't think premium. Mm-hmm. And this is a premium pour in my estimation. I don't think premium.
Agreed.
Like when I look at the OG bottles, I think, oh, shit, okay.
Those must be something special nice. Or whatever. I will say, I'll give this, though. This is probably the best cap that they have on all bottles, even the horse.
I'll give it that one. The cap is dope as fuck. I love the stone cap. Love that.
Only the still strength bottle. Use. Yeah, because only the still strength bottle has the stone cap. The Reposado Blanco has the other ones, as you know, because you have a Reposado bottle. It only has like a regular, like, one right here. Yeah. Got a Reposado right here. It just has a regular top or whatever and shit. So this is the best cap for sure.
I'll get a props for that. That's for sure.
Yeah. I will say, does kind of worry me a little bit with that cork, though, because it looks like it's so heavy. It looks like it's shifting the cap of the cork a little bit. So
it looks like the stem should be a little longer.
Longer, too. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to say that. So this kind of freaks me out, because you can't see it, but it's a little bent up, too.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, that looks like it gets stuck in there. So so it might be a little too heavy. Might be a little too heavy.
Maybe.
I don't know. But that presentation, yeah, I give it 3. You said 2.5. So, yeah.
2.5.
On the nose, I get that last drop.
That's last shot, bona fide.
That's bona fide, yeah.
No, I had no arguments there.
Yeah, what more would you look for in a high-proof steel strength nose, right? I mean,
yeah, just give me everything you want.
Yeah. More. If you're new to, like, high-proof steel strength, this probably would terrify the shit out of you, this melon. You'd be like, oh, God, I'm getting fucked up, man.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no turn back from this shit.
No, tread cautiously, my friend. Tread cautiously. But we're alcoholics here, so we don't need to do that. So
yeah, we good.
Cody, let's get into that sip, baby.
Let's get into it. Cheers, sir. Goddamn.
Yeah, dude. Goddamn.
Yeah. All right. For me, the biggest thing that sets this apart from any shit, most pours I've had, period, especially steel strength, the high proof Blancos.
Oh, shit.
That fucking mouthfeel.
Yeah, that mouthfeel.
So oily, so silky, so viscous.
I was going to say, it's like
this. Nothing is quite like this.
Oily sweetness. Like, it's
dude. This mouthfeel is on another fucking level for me.
It's not a note that's on here, but it had, like, right when you sip on it, like this, like think of, like, melting milk chocolate in your mouth.
Or yeah. Like, and it's not really chocolatey, but no. I see what you're saying, though. Like, it's like the sensation.
It's like this sensation of, like, getting, imagine going to Switzerland or just getting
I do see what you're saying. It's getting, very rich,
like,
in a way.
Rich. It's got, like, lush gourmet chocolateness to it or whatever, like when you sip
luxurious.
Cody's right. The mouthfeel, honestly, is probably the first mouthfeel that makes you forget about the finish.
Dude, you know, it's crazy. The, like, the flavors are so good in this, but this is like the first pour, I think, in the history of this show where the fucking mouthfeel is just
kind
of, it's just dominating everything for me. Like, I could pick out these other notes and whatnot and give kudos for that. But everything just comes back to this mouthfeel, dude. It is taking like 90% of my headspace right now.
I'm a finish guy on my whiskey or whatever usually. This makes you completely forget about a finish.
Yeah, this is.
You don't even. And you know what it does so well, because not to say this finish is bad, it actually blends it so well that you still taste the finish, but the mouthfeel is just so
empowering. That mouthfeel lends itself to such a well-rounded pour.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of stays on the roof of your mouth, and I keep getting the sensation, like this kind of like curvature.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's hard to describe, really.
It's that gourmet milk chocolate or whatever, where, like, when it melts in your mouth. Like, imagine biting into a s'more without the graham cracker, so you got that marshmallow chocolate just toasting in your mouth or whatever. That's what this
kind of
or whatever. Like,
the way that goes back in the palate, too. Wait, watch this. It's just so silky and nice and just soft.
I like those, like, you get on the nose, too. I like that taste of that bell pepper on there, too. That little subtle hint of that
bell pepper. A little bit of sweetness, like a slight touch of sweetness.
Oh, it's so sweet. Yeah.
It's not as earthy as the nose, though, which is interesting.
No.
Like, I'm getting more of a fruit character in this
one. Yeah, I get like an orange peel type thing.
Yeah. I was looking more earthy, which is kind of shocking, though. Interesting.
Yeah, because the nose is like heavily earthy. Mm-hmm. It's like mineralistic and shit.
Mineral. I'm not really getting a lot of that on the palate.
No.
Just touches, but not really. Yeah, not really.
It's prominent. Like the agave is like shot up to 20 on the sweetness level or something like that and just dominated the.
Yeah, dude. This is so good, dude. Black pepper in there too, a little jalapeno. God damn.
I love this watery, wet mouthfeel though you get to as well. Like that rainforest type thing or whatever and shit. I get a little hint of vanilla on that finish though, too, as well.
I'm not really getting much vanilla. I do get sweetness, but I wouldn't really attribute it to vanilla though. Interesting. This is a different palate.
Oh, got like that minty black pepper notes that still stick in, the bell peppers.
Yeah, I'm not really getting much mint either. That's crazy. I don't know. My palate just kind of like excites that. I don't know. But damn, it's good.
I love that the tip of the tongue offers something different compared to the rest of the palate, too. I think that's where most of the sweetness like hits, and then it's like a fucking virus. It just like scatters. Like it just like piles on the one infection, and then it just scatters across the mouth or whatever, across the mouthfeel here and shit like that.
Man, there's a, this is like a, it's going to sound kind of weird too, but this is just like such a, like a sturdy pour too. Like it doesn't break down at any point.
No.
When you're drinking it. Like there's like a heft to it as well. I like, I know I was describing it earlier. It's like a soft luxury. It is that. But I don't know, for some reason, there also just leaves this lingering kind of like heft, like you're drinking something like that matters. There's something with this pour, man. There's something with this thing. This thing is special.
Yet it still has like, although it's like what Cody described, it still has that buttery sensation to it or whatever, where it's like just so easy to, well, I can't say easy to sip on because if you're new to tequila, yeah, it's probably going to fuck you up or whatever, but.
Oh, you know I'm getting now too? Interesting. Artichoke. Like a cook.
I can see that. Artichoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that on the finish. Yeah.
Okay, I was looking for some other like fruit or vegetable. That's there it is. Yeah. That's nice, man.
Yeah, you get like this chalkiness to it too as well, like on the back end part or whatever.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
The one fruit note I'm getting now is that grapefruit. I get grapefruit.
Okay.
Getting a grapefruit note now.
Yeah, oh man, I get primarily lime, like a lime zest.
Yeah, the lime was on the nose, and it's still on the palate there too. Man, oh man, the more this emptier this glass gets, the nose just smells even better, dude. Oh shit,
man, I get more of the. So now I'm honing in more on the spices too.
I'm honing more on the fruit now, more so spices. I've already. Yeah. Gotten past that, whatever, the bell pepper, black pepper, and the fruit, the more still stick out with, as you said, the lime and then the grapefruit.
Yeah, finish is all spice for me, which I love.
It's like black pepper and honey.
Okay.
It's like black pepper and honey. The finish, now that I'm kind of settled down the palate, finish is about a little bit over, like a point above medium length. That nose, when you get to the glass empty, holy shit, it's just like enhanced. Oof. Oh, man. Using a long stem.
Oh, like, yeah. Going back to it, it's burning the nostrils again. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's like back to square one. Yeah. I love that.
And my glass, it's more fruit sensation now. It's not spicy no more.
Yeah, it's like all ethanol right now.
Yeah. Mine is more like flavor palate now. Because at the beginning on this
glass, that'll wake you up. God damn.
On the long stem glass or whatever, you get more of it on the full glass. But once it's empty, you get more of the fruit notes. Oh, that honey like comes through really
quick. Okay. Nobody else getting used to it. Okay.
Yeah. There's like the honey and vanilla comes out more now.
Yeah. I'm getting more of that vegetable, like that cooked agave.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Bell pepper, black pepper. That's mostly what I'm getting. A little bit of fruitiness too.
It's what I talked like about last week. The different of glasses.
Maybe I'm getting like a, maybe like a stone fruit. Maybe a bit like a papaya. Interesting. I wasn't getting that before. Like a tropical fruit.
Yeah, that's where I got the grapefruit
interesting.
From.
Interesting.
But it's like what I talked about last week, though. Difference of glasses.
Interesting.
They air out differently when you use more in tight, closed spaces glass compared to open, wide.
Ah, man, this is so fucking good.
Yeah, I got to pour some more of that.
Yeah, I'm about to do that right now.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Damn.
That is really good. Yeah. Really complex.
Very. Super complex, man.
Yeah, this is super, super complex.
Yeah.
I mean, were we any shocked by this? I don't think we've ever had a bad high proof steel strength on this show.
Nah, I don't recall.
You know what? I challenged the day we do. I
hope that day doesn't come.
I don't either. Want that. No. But how interesting will that be? Because I kind of want to know the process of how you could fuck that up.
I don't.
So many companies now.
Ignorance is bliss.
I think we can get like at least about 10 high proof steel strength bottles or whatever. Not one for 10 plus at least or whatever. Not one has fucked up for me. They all have been just phenomenal.
Yeah. God, dude.
And also too, with each one, every one has been different in their own right too.
They all have their own unique characteristic. You're so right about that.
Maybe they just need to stop doing Blancos. No, I'm sorry.
I would vouch for it. Ain't gonna happen. But
just stick with the still strength. You know, just stick with that. Yeah, and,
no, too much money in the base Blancos.
That's true. Yeah. Oh man, that nose, so heavenly. Yeah, I was. Matter of fact, let's see if we can get from. This is the owner talking at the tasting I went to.
And what makes it very unique is that every single time we always try to.
All right, you know, now maybe getting the vanilla note. Okay, now I see what you're saying. Interesting.
Yeah. Told you, glasses mean everything.
Now, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Got to get you a long stem glass, my friend. Mm-hmm. You've got to get you a long stem glass. It's a must now. Oh, man. See, I love that fruit sensation now that's like in this glass or whatever. Like, it's just. Like, I can take deep inhales on this now or whatever and just get, like, every sense of, like, the sweet agave that comes through here. Oh, man. Oh, Ooh, man. This sends chills down the spine right there a little bit. Oh. Mm.
Damn.
That's funny because I'm looking at photos now, and, yeah, the still strength was the first fucking one I had.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I got some notes on it too, apparently. I took a photo of this, whatever. So, the cooking on it was done through brick ovens, 24 ton. They cooked that for 26 hours average. The extraction was a roller mill. The yeast was a proprietary natural. The fermentation was stainless steel, 46 hours in it. Distillation was double stainless steel and copper. I could see the stainless steel and copper on that because that's what they usually use for like Irish whiskeys type. And rested steel for 1 month average. Then the Maestro Gavaro. Oh, I don't know the names. I can't see. That's all I can cursive and shit like that. Organic territory. This was made in Jalisco, obviously. Oh, that's funny. I even got the cap. That was bottle or barrel number 568 or whatever, because he let me keep it. What the fuck did I do with that cap?
That's hilarious.
I went to so many goddamn events or whatever and shit. Yeah, I forgot about this one. But that one was one of my favorite ones next to the that's probably my second favorite one next to the Yayo High Proof one. Oh, and then I took a random selfie behind a Cabal. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I found the Cabal truck. Yeah, I was like, I found it. I'll follow that.
Mine. You ain't going nowhere.
Playtime. Playtime begins now. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So, yep. Okay. That was when I bought the mezcal. And I don't know what I was sipping on.
Yeah.
Glass, whatever. But, yeah. That was a great fucking event. That was a free event, too.
Looks like it.
Great event because I got this hat from it, from Cabal. This was one of the newer ones that came out. Matter of fact, funny enough, I think it matches the new horses too as well. So yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then I got my mezcal bottle, and then it was free. It was like tortilla what do we have? Fajitas. Yeah, we have fajitas for lunch as well too.
Nice.
A new brand of tequila that was there. That was great. It was Cambio. I think they sell it out of the Tequila World, I believe it's called, in San Diego, which that's a one store I just need to visit. I think I'll probably do that next month, actually, make a little drive down there and go visit there. Man, I just love how this just settled in the glass now. It's just like the ethanol is like barely there now, and it's just like this sweetness to it or whatever, and you still get like the mineralness of it, whatever, but that honey and the sweet agave just sticks out so much more now. I can smell this all day. Put this shit in a candle, man, and light that motherfucker. Well, don't do that. It'll blow the whole fucking house up, man. Let's not do that. Hold on. Never mind. Let's track that back now. Hold on.
Yes. Let's just. It'll be rewind.
Hold on now. It'll be looking like that scene out of fucking South Park when they lit that shit up and it just blew the whole fucking there. You see a nuke bomb just shoot up and shit like that. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's some good shit, man.
I got a note here, too, which is funny. I was watching the video of it, and the guy next to me said, I taste coconut in this. I do not taste coconut in this yet. So.
No, don't get coconut at all.
Yeah, I don't get coconut at all.
Nope.
So That's probably why I was making this look on my face. I'm watching it like.
Yeah, I did get tropical notes, just no coconut.
No, and the tropical note I get is the grapefruit. I don't get coconut, though. Oh, man. Palate, dude. I guess a last drop.
Last drop. Yep. Bonafide last drop. Honestly,
I think all taste.
This is probably. We've been drinking a lot of great shit lately, obviously. But
oh, man.
I'm trying to think. Has something been like this complex?
You said that Ocho high. That was probably the only one I haven't had yet. That Ocho high proof was complex.
Yeah. Trying to think.
I know you wouldn't pay that price point again, but
hell no.
Oh, and this was $75, people, for this bottle. Yeah. Which is pretty much around the range was most high proof cost or whatever.
Yeah, so
except for Ocho.
Man, dude, these are the kind of pours, dude, that this is what makes drinking a joy. This is why I like seeking out pours of this
milk,
of this quality. Pours.
Oh, okay.
Pours.
I'm about to say, don't be taking my hobby. Seeking out.
Right. Oh, you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me do that. That's my thing on here, okay? Shit, you stay over there.
I shall. I will, sir.
Stay in hot ass Culver City. These whores are mine, okay?
No, I ain't fucking hot. This guy.
Now, that's not hot today. Nah, today feels good. Today feels amazing.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, man, this is. Dude, this is one of those pours you can sit down with this. You can break it down over afternoon, evening, whatever the case may be. I can see this also being versatile in a lot of dishes: breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch, anything in between.
Make a great margarita with this spicy margarita, yeah. Man.
Killer.
Killer. Man, give some brunch with this with a spicy margarita on this, man.
Or.
Put a little jalapeno on the top of it.
Or a carajillo.
Carajillo, too, as well.
That'd be nice.
Sangria.
Not about all that. But but yeah, this is hitting on all cylinders on the ones that matter for me. Checking up all the boxes that actually matter. Like presentation, that's like the least. On the grand scale of things, I think we kind of touched on this in the previous show. Don't really give a fuck at the end of the day. The bottle looks like what it looks like. I don't care. What does the juice taste like? What does it present? And what this present is a beautiful, nuanced nose, and the palate is fucking mouthfeel, man. It's got to be one of the best mouthfeels on this show of recent memory that I've had. This brings it to the next level. This is what... gives it that extra step. This is what bumps it up to a rating that I have to give it. I have no other choice. This is going to last drop for me, man.
Yeah.
This is a last drop pour. The flavor is amazing. The nose is amazing. Presentation, fine. Could use some work. Don't really care at the end of the day. This pour makes me want to keep drinking it on and on and on. I love this. I'm a happy man right now. Very happy man.
Where I differ between Cody, I actually do care about presentation because presentation is price point. So,
fair.
Yeah, fair. I want my shit cheap as fuck. So if you can put this in a minimalistic bottle more so, or whatever, and lower that price in, yeah, that's great. Because let's be real, everyone, the juice inside, that's not what makes the price point what it is or whatever and shit. Unless it's like, you know, extra Anejo or some shit like that or whatever. But presentation is where it comes from, where you get like the G4s or higher up and shit. And that's where you get them $500 fucking marks and shit like that. But honestly, with this one, as Cody said, I don't really care about the presentation. Because I think what Cabal has come to known or whatever is that they just give out great quality in their products there. Staring at it now, you know, I don't even hate the presentation on it. You know, I think it's good looking, you know, I think, the difference between that and the Horsehead, it just doesn't stick out as much if you saw it on a shelf of tequila.
Not at all.
Compared to the Horsehead. I mean, the Horsehead just sticks out like a motherfucker.
It's a giant fucking Horsehead.
Yeah, it's a giant fucking Horsehead. You know, how could you miss that or whatever, you know? So it just doesn't stand out in this extravagant world of like tequila, especially like high proofs too, because they're just kind of taking over as well the market, especially for more experienced tequila drinkers. I recommend people get into tequila just so they can start trying this type of shit right here, because this probably definitely ain't for everyone. But that said, with every high proof, honestly, I think the only one I can think of that is for everyone, or it might be, I don't even know if that's 100%, is that Madeira G4, just because it's not really high. It's not really like high proof or whatever and shit. It's more on the sweet factor and stuff like that. But this one is just like so unique, has so many different characteristics about it. I stare at it more. I think it's just a thing of beauty when it comes to tasting it. I love that honey note, the citrus notes. You know, it kind of throws you off with the note, but I love, as Cody said, the mouthfeel earlier. It's like this wet, oily rainforest that just like slides down, whatever, and you just like on a mudslide, you're just going down that motherfucker and letting nature take its course. You have no control of this mudslide, Cody. You just, hey, wherever I end up on the ground, that's where I end up at. Sipping on this, that's where you get, man. It's as I said earlier, it's not like it doesn't taste like chocolate, it has no chocolate notes on it at all, whatever, but it's like, imagine getting that first gourmet chocolate and it just melts in your fucking mouth or whatever. This is like, has everything you want. For alcoholics such as ourselves, this is probably everything you ever want in a high proof. Granted, we say that about every high proof we've had on this show, or whatever and stuff. But as I said earlier, they all have.
They all keep doing different things.
You know what?
Each
one of them fits in their brand, like as far as their notes, whatever. And I think this fits in the Cabal brand effervescently, so delicious or whatever. Man, this is just fucking delicious. I actually, honestly. It tastes so goddamn good. If I didn't see that bottle, I'd be like, that bottle probably a last drop, whatever. Shit. I was like, that's perfect, man. So this tastes great. Price point is great. $75. That's great. Mm-hmm. Anything under 100 to me is a win. The nose is phenomenal. I love how it just changes. I love how just much better this smells now. So this just smells even more better. I didn't even know that was possible. I love the taste of it. Everything about it is great. I mean, can't talk about really look of it. It's just fucking clear water. So, you know, hey, whatever. Mm. But as I sip my soda, my last slip right there, I have to say this is a 2.5.
Thought it might be. Yeah. Sound about right. Yeah.
So with that said, people, going to be honest, it's the last drop, people. I don't know how you can give this a last drop. I mean, this is crazy. You know what's crazy is I said last week. The beginning of the year still. We always still give out these last drops or get it, and then they get forgotten towards the end of the year or whatever. Cause like that next year level, once past June, it just like amps up even better.
I know we only have 1 minute left. Let me ask this real quick question, sir. Do you think this is pretty much on par with 2024 right now?
Oh yeah. It's probably better. The beginning of 2024, yeah, it's better. Yeah, not crazy. The end though, because
nothing, I saw it just right now. Yeah,
nothing beating the extra Anejo G4 I had and that Tres Cuatro. They ain't beating that.
Still, man, we don't know.
But we're gonna get out of here. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm your Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same,
and glasses will never be dry.